Do you know what's in store for you for the next half an hour, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, you'll never guess.
Up the pole! Yes, it's the first in a new series of adventures with Claude Dampier, John Pertwee, Betty Paul, Roger Snowden, the five Smith brothers, Stanley Black and the orchestra, and, of course, that crazy couple, Jimmy Jewell and Ben Warren. Since we last heard from our two heroes, they've moved into an apartment over a disused fire station. And our story begins there one brisk morning in early autumn. Jimmy is cleaning his teeth.
All right. Stop gargling. That'll be quite enough of that noise, James.
Oh, will it?
Of course it will. That's no way. That is no way to say hello to the ladies and gentlemen.
Ned?
Of course not.
Tell them
I. If you're going to sing at all, you should sing a little song like this.
Ah.
Oh, welcome to you all, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Sweet ladies and gentlemen. Sweet ladies and gentlemen. Oh, welcome to you all.
Well, that's better out than in, isn't it?
Well, I wish you'd come out of the bathroom, James. You know, you've been in there for hours.
Have I?
Yes, and tell me, why are you getting all dressed up this morning?
Oh, I don't like to tell you.
Oh, go on.
No, I'm shy.
Go on. Tell Benny what it... I know.
No, I shan't tell you.
Oh, yes, you will.
Well, no more.
I've guessed it. It's something to do with Betty.
No, you're so clever, Ben. Go to the top of the class. She's calling round to see me this morning.
You mean to say you've asked a pretty young girl like Betty round to this dirty old fire station?
Yes, it's her birthday on Saturday. And I want to find out what she'd like for a present, so there.
Well, listen, why don't you ask her yourself?
I can't, Ben.
Why not?
You ask her.
Oh, no.
Every time I see Betty, I go all to pieces.
Oh, you don't.
I wish I was more the kind of man she admires.
Really?
I wish I were a film star.
Oh, it's not
I'm sure Robert Taylor.
Oh, that's not all being wonderful being a film star,
oh,
Jimmy.
Oh, I'd love to meet Robert Taylor.
Don't you realize that one day you're kissing Betty Grable, Lana Turner, Dorothy Moore? The next day, you're just a has-been.
But, brother, just look where you has-been.
Hello. Someone at the door.
Oh, it'll be Betty.
Don't worry, don't fuss.
I'm going to faint.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I can't stand it. I'm going to catch me.
No.
Oh, go on, catch me.
Oh, no.
I want to be calm.
Oh, stop it. Listen, I wish you'd stop larking about, Jimmy.
Well, out of the way. Go on, open the door, Ben.
Oh, I will.
Hello, Ben.
Oh, good morning, Betty.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Betty. Won't you... Come in.
But I am in.
Yes, you are in, aren't you, in?
Take a seat, Betty, darling. I think Jimmy wants to ask you something.
Really, Jimmy?
Yes, you see, Betty. Saturday's your birthday, and
yes.
At such a time, I feel that the time has come for
yes.
It to be the right time for the time. What is the time, Ben?
10 o'clock.
Good gracious, no bed's made. Well, I feel I'd like... That is, if you don't mind. Oh, you tell her, Ben.
Oh, don't be silly. You tell her.
Well, I just want to tell you I'd like to give you a little present.
Oh.
That's all, a little present.
Oh, Jimmykins.
Oh, she called me Jimmykins. Catch me, Ben.
Oh, stop larking about. I don't want Betty to know I'm living with an idiot.
Why not? She knows I'm living with one.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, it's most awfully sweet of you, Jimmy, to want to give me a present, but... But my cousin, Roderick Forge Bellows, has bought me nearly everything I need.
Roderick Forge Bellows? Mm. What, that windbag?
Oh, you mustn't say that, Jimmy. He thinks a lot of me and is the most generous man I know.
Yes, but surely there's something Jimmy could get for you, Betty.
Well, there's one little thing, but it's much too expensive for Jimmy to buy.
Name it, Just name it, that's all. You can have it. Oh. I'll show Roderick Forge Bellows he's not the only man who knows how to treat a girl.
Very well, then. I'd like the ring I've seen in the jewelers down the road.
It shall be yours.
Oh, Jimmy, I could kiss you for being so sweet.
Help yourself.
Oh, Jimmy. Where did you learn to kiss like that?
Siphoning petrol.
Well, I must be on my way now. Oh, thank you so much for promising to get me the ring, Jimmy.
Think nothing of it. But how shall I know which ring it is?
Oh, you can't miss it.
Can't
it's in the middle window in a little velvet case marked really? £50. Oh. So long, Ben.
Cheerio.
Goodbye, Jimmy, you sweet, sweet boy.
Oh, she called me a sweet, sweet boy. Oh, I'm going to get her a ring, and it's in the middle window, and it's marked £50. It's marked £50. Ben!
What?
She said the ring was marked £50.
Well, that's what I thought she said.
But I haven't got £50. I'm going to faint.
Do you want to be caught?
Yes. I think I've been caught already.
Well, if you don't get the ring for Betty, her cousin Roderick will.
No, I've just got to get that £50, even if it means selling everything I possess.
Jimmy, that would still leave you £48.10 short. Hello. Maybe that's Betty back. Perhaps she left something behind.
Well, open the door quickly, Ben. She might have called to say she was only joking about the ring.
Okay.
What's your mate?
Oh, Bertie!
Well, Burpee, fancy seeing you again.
Yes. Where have you been doing all these months, working?
No, only mugs work. No, I've been doing the old currency lark, you know, all around now.
Oh, you mean in the bun factory?
No, not that sort of currents. I mean the old do-re-mi.
Well, this sounds very interesting, Mr. Burp. Did you do well?
Oh, yes, I'll say I did.
You did?
First of all, I took me £35 in English money over to France.
Yes.
And they gave me 40,000 French francs.
Go on, yes.
Then I took me francs over to Holland. And they gave me 10,000 Dutch guilders.
That's good.
Yes, and I took me guilders to Russia.
Did you?
They gave me 50,000 rubles.
Did they?
Then I hodged away all me rubles. You know what they gave me when I got back to England?
No, what?
6 months.
Poor old Burpee.
Oh, well, never mind, mates. I've got a smashing job now, you know.
Have
you?
A smashing job now?
Oh, I've got a smashing job.
What is it?
I'm an agent.
An agent?
Yes, an agent.
What, a 10%er?
No, that's it. I'm an agent for the Help Yourself football pools.
Oh,
I'm just calling around the houses, pick up some new clients.
Oh.
Now, wait a minute. How about you two boys having a bash?
Oh, no, Burpee. I'm never lucky with football pools.
Oh, yeah, but listen, mates. Only last week, with one of my fear-nothing forecasts, a bloke won 50,000 nicker.
50,000 pounds?
Yes.
Here. Just think what I could buy Betty with that, Ben.
Well, all right, then.
Could.
It's all right, then. Sign this here paper, Mr. Jewell.
Yes.
And I'll fill in your coupon for you. There.
Right, I'll pass me the paper, Burpee. Pass me a pen.
Here you are, James. There you are.
Jimmy.
That's it.
Jewell.
That's fine.
That's what? It, no, Burpee. Now, go on. Give me the 50,000 pounds.
Well, hold on, mate. Hold on. You've got to send the coupon in first.
Have you?
Now, what do you want as your bankers?
Well, I'll take Barclays.
Yeah, and I'll take the Midland.
And I'll be in Scotland before you.
No.
Now, look, when you're doing... Listen, now, when you're doing football pools,
yes,
you've got to have bankers in permutations and combinations.
Well, fancy bankers playing football in the combination.
No.
I'll bet they don't half feel the overdraft.
Oh, come off it. Listen. Now, look, we'll take teams 1, 3, and 7 is your bankers.
1, 3, and 7.
That's it. Now,
yes,
that's 1 across.
Yeah, 1 across.
2 down.
2 down.
6 up your jumper minus 4.5 foot of callable.
Yes.
Take an Aussie Tarsie.
Yes.
Robinson Harvey, and then chain it up by the chine screws.
Yes. Chine screws,
yes.
Divide
that by 40, 144. That means you owe me exactly £10. Your money's back if you're not satisfied, eh?
But that's a lot of money to pay for a pay-your-penny results.
Yes. Well, you get your money back if you're not satisfied, don't you? I've also given you a line of draws.
Oh, we didn't ask for any draws.
Okay, I'll take your draws off.
Oh, yeah, sort of thing.
Look, don't lock about, because there's not much time. Now, look, £10 wins a fortune.
Yes.
Money back if not satisfied, eh?
Go on, give him the money, Barney.
Here you are, Mr. Burp.
Okay, and listen, if you boys win, I'll bring your cheque along in person Monday.
If we win? But you said we were about to win.
Well, yes, it's right to say you should, but there's many a slip twixt the cup final and the lip, you know.
Well, then give us back our £10.
Give it you back?
Yes,
you said we could have our money back, if not satisfied.
Well, that's right.
Why?
But I am satisfied, very satisfied indeed.
So long, mate.
Goodbye.
Everyone, this is Mr. and Mrs. Smith's five little boys who are saying to you...
you're saying. It's just a game you're playing, but you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love won't come a-knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore. You called me baby darling years ago.
Years ago, years ago, years ago.
You said that I was very nice to know.
Nice to know, nice to know.
I learned what then what love was, I thought was new. But all my love has only taught me how to love you. You said that you would love me in return.
In return, in return, in return.
Don't tell me you were fooling after all. For if you turn away, you'll be sorry someday. You left behind a broken door. You call everybody darling. And everybody calls you darling too. You don't mean what you're saying. It's just a game you're playing. But you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, love won't come and knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
Around 6 o'clock the following Saturday afternoon, we find Jimmy and Ben with their heads almost buried in their wireless set, impatiently waiting for the football results.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Are you really?
Yes.
Just supposing we win £50,000, Ben. Oh, I can't.
Be quiet,
stand
be quiet, or we'll miss the results.
Now, here are the results of matches played this afternoon.
Oh.
Just a moment. I've mislaid the slip of paper.
Oh, well, hurry up, you twerp. Find it. I don't know what these announcers are coming to. I don't really.
Ah, now we're all set.
Good.
That's right.
Yes.
Arsenal 1.
1.
Chelsea 2.
That's right, yes.
Right, right.
Blackburn 3, Millwall 3.
Oh, a draw. That's right, right, yes, right, right. Yes.
Notts Forest 1, Birmingham 4.
That's right, 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 that's right, right, we got right, that yes. Right, yes.
Brentford Swip, Queen's Park Rangers Nip.
What?
What did he say?
Brentford Swip, Queen's Park Rangers Nip.
What the dickens is he talking about?
Why, I'm so sorry. I had the paper upside down.
Oh.
Brentford 6, Queen's Park Rangers 9.
Right.
We got it right. Right, 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 right.
Portsmouth 5.
Yes.
Bristol.
Well, what happened to Bristol? Come on.
On.
I can't quite see if this is a 3 or an 8.
Well, put your blinking glasses on.
Bristol 8.
Right, only
ooh,
one more to go.
One more to go. Oh, the suspense is killing me. It's killing me. It'll be all right now.
Come on. Drop dead.
You'd probably like to know the result of the match between Manchester City and Clapham United.
Of course we would, you twerp. Get on with it. Come on, come on.
Unfortunately, owing to the late arrival of the Manchester coach...
Yes.
I'm afraid the match is still in progress.
Well, so what?
And we shall not have the result for some 15 minutes yet. However, at half-time... the score was Manchester City, 18. Clapham United, 2.
Oh, that's it. We gave Manchester City to win, and with a half-time score of 18-2, they can't possibly lose.
Oh, we're rich at last.
Hooray.
Come on, tell you what we'll do. We'll call for Betty, take her around, pick up the ring at the jewellers before they close.
Okay.
Come on. On our way, we'll buy a new car,
yes,
some clothes.
Yes.
A case of champagne.
Yes,
we're going to have the new shoes.
Boys.
What's wrong?
Oh, boys, don't rush me so.
Oh, come on,
Betty. Come on.
Well, I'm sorry, Betty. We must get to the jeweler's before it closes.
Yes, then we can pick the ring I promised you for your birthday.
Oh, that is nice of you, Jimmy. I never really thought you'd get it for me.
Neither did he. Ah, here we are. Here's the jowlers. In we go.
Here's the jowlers. anyone at home there at the jowlers?
That's someone behind the counter over there.
Say, is that a man or a grandfather's clock with a hat on?
Hello, boys.
Blimey, hot plate.
Well, he's the jowler, eh?
Yes, he's the jowler.
You're the last person we expected to see here, Hottie.
Oh, yes, oh, my. My word, you've no idea how I've missed you all.
Have you?
Oh, I've missed all the dear old faces I used to shake hands with.
Say, Betty, you remember old Horace Hotplate the mayor, don't you?
Oh, no one could ever forget Mr. Hotplate.
Now, that's the pity of it.
Yes. By the way, Hottie, how's the Lady Mayoress?
Yes, that's fine.
No, I said, how is the Lady Mayoress?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, is that what you said?
Yes, that was him speaking.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Oh, well, of course, the Lady Mayoress has got much fatter since I saw you last.
You mean she's got bigger in the interim?
Oh, yes. And in the outer rim, too.
Aye. He started. He's still asking to be done, this geezer.
Well, listen, we've called in to buy a ring for Betty's birthday, Mr. Hotplate.
Yes.
So maybe you'd show us a few.
Oh, certainly.
The ring I want's in the middle window. £50.
Oh, I wouldn't insult you with a cheap ring like that, Hottie. Hottie, we want some expensive ones. Please show us the expensive one.
Oh, well, what had you in mind?
Never mind that. Just show us the ring, will you?
Yes, I'm sorry. No, I meant, what price did you wish to pay? Now, here's a lovely ring for a lady. Look at that. £100.
Oh, it's beautiful.
£100? I said an expensive ring, Hottie.
Well, here's one for £500.
Oh, no, I can't possibly
and a couple of taps. When Jimmy Jewel says he's going to buy a ring, Jimmy Jewel buys a ring.
But, my dear Jimmy Jewel, listen, the whole thing
certainly is a beautiful diamond.
Yes, isn't it? I got that diamond direct from Amster.
Amster?
Yes.
You mean Amsterdam?
Oh, Mr. Warris, your language, please.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, that's a shocking no. No, I bought this ring from the Raja of Staines.
Well, who is the Raja of Staines?
Oh, of course he is.
I know he is, but I said, who is the Raja of Staines?
Oh, you'll never guess what.
Oh, go on, tell her.
Tell her.
It's me.
We shall definitely have to do you.
What a beautiful stone.
Now, wait a minute, Hottie. Are you sure that's a genuine diamond?
Of course it's genuine.
Good.
Good gracious, I'll show you. But I'll just draw it across the shop window. Look. Oh, dear. I lose more windows that way than you could ever imagine.
All right, Hottie. We'll take it.
Oh, what? Jimmy Kins, you are the world's most darling, gorgeous, adorable, generous man.
That's me right enough.
What price Roderick Forge bellows now?
Good gracious, is he up for sale?
Oh, shut up.
What? Oh, be quiet, Hottie. And find a nice case to put the ring in, will you?
Very well, Mr. Jewel.
And whilst I'm here, I may as well take one of those diamond tie-pins and,
Yes,
well, I'll just have a gold cigarette case for myself as well.
Certainly, Mr. Jewel. Mm. Now, I'll just slip into the office and make out your bill, what?
Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm afraid it'll be rather a big one, you know.
Oh, that's all right, Hottie. And a box of cigars for yourself, will you?
Just thank you, Mr. Jewel. Whilst I'm in the office, perhaps you'd like to listen to the wireless.
Yes, please, Mr. Hopplet. Yes,
so there you are, then. See you in a moment.
Jimmy Kinzer, thanks again for the ring, darling.
Oh, that's all right, Betty. I really do love it.
All right, shut up. I want to listen to the wireless.
Well, before the next part of the program, here's the final score of the Manchester versus Clapham United match, which has just come in.
Poor old Clapham. They got a beating today, all right.
The score is Manchester 18.
Good old Manchester.
Clapham United 18.
Good old...
What?
You heard. Clapham United, who at half-time were losing 2-18, made a sensational recovery and scored 16 goals to equalise in the second half.
Oh, no!
Yes!
Ah, there you are, gentlemen. Now, here's your little bill, exactly £2,000.
It's now Sunday evening, and our saddened heroes are sitting in their flat, realizing once again the folly of counting chickens before they're hatched.
Tell me once again, Ben, how much are we in debt?
Well, with Betty's ring, the car, the groceries, and the 2 cases of champagne, I make it we owe exactly £5,000, 3 shillings and 6p.
Oh, we haven't even got the 3 and 6p. What are we going to do?
Oh, any moment now, Jimmy, the world will fall about our ears.
Never mind, Ben. You've got just the ears to support it.
Oh, anyway, we won't run away like common thieves.
No, we'll take a taxi like push thieves.
Listen, Jimmy, I've just thought of something.
Have you?
If you'd have put a cross on your football coupon instead of a one, you would have had an all-correct forecast, wouldn't you?
Yes, just one teensy-weensy stroke makes all the difference between being a millionaire and going to jail.
Well, listen, Jimmy, come across to the window.
Okay.
Now look out of this window.
Yes.
Do you see anything interesting?
No, she just pulled the blinds down.
No, you idiots. That big building on the corner. Do you know what that is?
What?
That's Pool House, you twerp.
Is it?
The officers have Help Yourself Pools.
Get away.
Listen.
What about it?
It's Sunday night.
Is it?
And the pools aren't checked till tomorrow.
Well?
Well, don't you see? If we can get inside Pool House and find your entry form,
yes,
we can alter the 1 to an X, and you've got it right.
I've got it right?
Yes.
I'm smart, aren't I?
You certainly are.
Mm.
All you've got to do is to go in there, alter that coupon, and you're a millionaire.
You mean we win £50,000?
Yes.
And then I can pay for Betty's ring, can't I?
Of course you can.
And all our troubles will be over, won't they?
Naturally.
Mm.
You'll do it then, won't you?
No.
Oh, yes, you will. Come on, James, put your hat and coat on and follow me.
All right, but I still don't like it.
Oh, don't fuss, though, don't fuss. Here we are at Pool House. We'd better go round the back.
What for?
To see if anyone's left a window open, you fathead.
Well, I don't care if anybody's left a window open.
Oh, look. There's a window open on the second floor.
Is there?
Yes.
Oh, Ben, you're so observant.
Perhaps there's a pipe up there.
So what? I don't feel like smoking.
No. A water pipe.
Well, I don't feel like blowing bubbles either.
Oh, it's too bad, you know. The pipe doesn't reach far enough. Now, if only we had something to reach that window.
If only we had.
What's that thing you're leaning against?
Oh, it's only an old ladder.
Oh, you know, give me the ladder, stupid.
Oh, I wonder who could have left a ladder leaning against
never
the wall.
Never mind. Bring it over here.
Right.
Now, come on up. You go.
Well, don't rush me. You know I'm scared of heights.
Go on, up you go.
Look out, I'm going to fall and fall and catch me.
You can't fall off now.
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, steady. Oh, you are an idiot. Someone will hear us.
Here.
Aye, here. Now we're in trouble, Ben. Here comes a copper.
Oh, don't worry. I'll handle it.
Now then, what's all this here?
Good evening, Sergeant. It's a nice evening for a stroll, isn't it?
Never mind about that. Never mind. What's all this here?
Well, what's all this here, what, officer? Here.
I saw you two men climbing up that there ladder.
Oh, you policemen are so smart. You don't miss a thing, do you?
No. I'll say we don't. Now then, what's the idea of going up a ladder at this time of night, eh?
Well, as a matter of fact, your worship, we've lost our little ginger pussy.
Your little ginger pussy?
Yes, our little ginger pussy took a penneth up the ladder, he did, honest.
You see, there's another cat on the second floor, and our little ginger pussy is very keen on him, and tonight he went up the ladder to find her.
Yes. Well, I got a cat at home, and you wouldn't catch him crawling up no ladder, not for love nor money.
Well, I don't think our ginger pussy was after money.
You will let us go up and get our pussycat, won't you, Judge, eh?
Oh, rescuing cats is a man's work.
So it is.
Yes. Now, you stay and hold the ladder, and I'll go up.
Well, if we're going to hold the ladder for the policeman, can I go home now, Harry?
No, you cannot go home.
Oh, go on, Harry. Let me go home, Harry, eh? Will you, Harry, eh? Let me go home now, Harry, eh? I want to go home now, Harry. Can I go home, Harry? Can I, Harry, Harry?
If Jimmy doesn't turn it up, Jimmy and Harry will find themselves in clink. What with you and you, Harry, Harry? Will you, Harry, Will you, Harry, Will you, Harry, Will you, Harry?
Harry's mucking Jimmy now, Harry.
Oh, shut up.
Now, look here.
What?
Now, listen. Now, just you two stand here and hold this ladder while I go up.
Okay.
And don't you move away till I come down again.
It's awfully good of you to rescue our pussycat, Mr. Policeman, but we'd much rather...
Hold the ladder, I said.
Oh, all right.
Now, hold it steady, mind. Hold it steady. I'll soon have your cat down.
Now, what do we do, Ben? I'm shivering standing here holding this ladder.
Well, listen, we've got to get up the ladder ourselves and try and get back again before the policeman. Come on.
What a carry-on, innit?
Here we are.
I cannot mess about here, I am, honestly.
Oh, stop muttering and chuffing to yourself.
Shut up yourself, then.
Come on, through the window.
Right.
I don't see the policeman anywhere.
I don't want to.
Shh, come on, quickly down this corridor. We must find the post rooms.
Well, don't rush me. You're a thing, you.
Come on, now. Hang on while I strike a match.
Yes.
Ah, there we are now, we're okay. Here's the post room.
Right.
In we go.
Yes.
Quietly. Shh. I say they aren't untidy in here. Envelopes and papers all over the place.
Well, that copper don't come in.
Shh, stop talking and look for your entry form.
Sniff, Ben.
Sniff?
Yes.
What for?
Well, when you smell carbolic...
Yes.
That'll be my entry form.
Oh, stop messing about.
Ah, here it is, under this desk.
That's the idea.
Oh, now I've hurt me ankle. Oh,
don't make so much noise and hurry up and alter your entry form.
Oh, me ankle.
Come on, alter it.
Yeah, then it's all correct now.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Now, all we've got to do now is to go down the ladder and get back to the flat.
I wish we'd never left it. I'm black and blue all over. I've sprained my ankle and I've caught pneumonia.
Oh, stop
grumbling. I feel awful, I do, really.
Never mind, James. Just think how you'll feel tomorrow when Burpee comes round with that nice fat check.
Well, after what we've done tonight, I think we deserve it.
Well, come on back to the flat for a nice hot bath and a nice cup of tea. All right,
here we go.
Hello? Speaking's the tailor. Yes, I know Mr. Jewel promised you your money today. Yes, I know it's Monday afternoon, but don't worry. We'll be along with it soon, don't worry. Oh, I do wish Burpee had held up with that check, Jimmy. The phone's been ringing all day with people asking for the money.
I know.
Oh, that'll be him. There we are. I'll go now. Come on, then. That's the idea.
What's your mate?
Hello, Mr. Burpee. Thank goodness you've come.
On behalf of the Help Yourself Pools, I've much pleasure in telling you, Mr. Jewel, you sent an all correct forecast. Congratulations.
Oh, wonderful. Have you got the money with you?
Yes, well, now, wait a minute. It's all right. Now, according to Rule 68...
Rule 68?
Yes, the winner of the pool...
Yes.
...gets half of all the money we receive.
Good.
Yes. Well, last week, the winner got £50,000, as I told you.
Well, what about it?
Well, this morning, when I knew you had an all-correct result, Mr. Jewel...
Yes?
I was so happy, because I was so looking forward to paying you out £50,000, like I told you.
Well, go on.
Well, just a minute, mate, I'm out of breath. I ran all the way here to give you the good news as soon as possible.
That is kind of you, Mr. Burpee.
That's all right, it's nothing.
Well, you're soaking wet, too.
Yes, you know,
you really shouldn't have come out in the pouring rain.
That's all right, it's nothing.
Really?
Yes, I'd have been here before, but we've had a bit of trouble at Pool House.
Trouble?
Yes, it's nothing, don't worry. Last night, a man dressed up as a Rosa. He broke in and stole the entry money out of the offices.
A man dressed up as a Rosa? A copper? Oh, how dreadful.
Oh, don't worry, it's nothing, but of course, your half share of what's left is... rather small.
Well, how much is our half share of what's left?
Well, I keep telling you, it's nothing. Cheerio, mate. Better let me go.
Oh, no!
You've been listening to the first in a new series of Up the Pole programs. With Jimmy Jewel and Ben Morris, Claude Dampier, John Pertwee, Betty Paul, Roger Snowden, the Five Smith Brothers, and the dance orchestra conducted by Stanley Black. The script was written by Ronnie Hanbury and produced by George Inns.